While in their joy they were disbelieving and still wondering, Jesus opened their minds to understand the scriptures. Amen. I am curious, which comes first, belief or action? If you would, please get your Red Book of Common Prayer and turn to page 304. 304. Which comes first, belief or action? Do you believe? Do you believe? Do you believe? This is how we begin our baptismal covenant in the Book of Common Prayer in the Episcopal Church. Do you believe? Three times we ask this. Immediately following, we ask, will you? Will you? Will you? Will you? Will you? Five times we ask, will you break bread together and pray? Resist evil? Proclaim good news? Seek and serve and love your neighbor? Strive for justice and peace and respect every human being in this world? So I am just curious, as Christians, which comes first for us, belief or action? Today we will baptize Bryn, Briar's sister, but today we will claim her as our sister too and commit to taking responsibility for making sure that she knows what to believe in this world so that she will have life and that in her living she will act accordingly. Fellowship and prayer, goodness and love, justice and peace. Now her parents are already off to a good start because I can see in Briar the fruits of their exceptional parenting. Last week in our meeting about the safe shelter, Briar had some things to say. Even though he is still very young, he spoke up and he said, there aren't enough houses and no beds on the streets so people could sleep at the church. All of the adults in the meeting, of course, gave Briar a deep, oh, but really, Briar wasn't being cute. He was astutely reminding us of what we already know to be true, what we already claim to believe. And he was asking us to take action. Will you? Will you seek and serve all persons and respect the dignity of every human being? He already gets it. So I am confident Bryn will as well. And I am confident that Bryn will remind this community of what we believe and how to take action as well. Will you? Beloved, we are God's children now. What we will be has not yet been revealed. What we do know is this: when he is revealed, we will be like him. Little children, let no one deceive you. Everyone who does what is right is righteous, just as he is righteous. Following Easter Sunday, our gospel readings have been about belief versus doubt. Thomas wants proof, and today, as Jesus stands among the disciples, they are terrified. And he says to them, why are you frightened? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? Now, what do you imagine the disciples are doubting? In your imagination, are they doubting the resurrection? Are they doubting the peace he offers them? Are they doubting what they should do next? Perhaps all of that. I'm not sure exactly what the disciples were doubting, but what I know is that next it says, he opened their minds to understand Scripture. So it seems that Jesus felt that regardless of their doubting, what they needed to understand was the Scripture. So he opened their minds to understand. I'm curious, how do you think he opened their minds to understand? Beloved, we are God's children now. Have you ever tried to teach a child something? Of course, most of us have done this. And when we do try and teach a child something, what do they usually say in return? Let's say we teach a child to ask before they pet a dog. What do you imagine the child will say to you? Yes! Most children respond to being taught a rule or a law by saying, why? The response, why, doesn't imply doubt. It implies curiosity. Why? Very rarely, I would say, does a small child respond to hearing a rule or a law or a teaching by being judgmental. I've never taught something to a child and had them respond, well, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Now, perhaps a teenager for sure, but we are not being told here that we are now God's teenagers. Teens are developmentally required to judge everything we say because the developmental stage of a teen is to increase autonomy and to differentiate from authority. That's normal. But a child is still in the stage of dependency, and that is normal and healthy. So they rarely doubt us, but they are always curious when they are safe to be so. We are God's children now. In a healthy relationship, children are naturally curious, and as healthy adults, we meet their curiosity with compassion and clarity. We encourage them to ask why, because this is the way we open their minds to understand. So likewise, Jesus does this for the disciples. He doesn't judge them for asking questions. He encourages them and responds with compassion and clarity. And this is how he opens their minds to understand. He keeps showing up for them until they get it. And then when they finally get it, he ascends and they go out into the world and they proclaim the good news and they seek and they serve him in all persons. When they understand, they take action. So what comes first, belief or action? I don't think either of those things comes first. I think what comes first is curiosity. Like little children, we ask why, and then we explore, and we get information, and then we act on that information. And when we act, we say we will with God's help. So then, when we are able to act, often the fruit is we have a deeper belief. When we show up to spiritual life or action with judgment, cynicism, or critique, we are more like God's teenagers, seeking to differentiate rather than to connect. That need to differentiate is the work of ego, which, as I said, is very normal for a teen. But we know what judgment does to us. It makes us small and isolated and self-protective. And yet, when we set ego needs aside and we let spirit in, when we seek to connect with God as humans dependent on spirit, then we can be curious. Then our minds can be opened to understand like little children, and we can and should ask why. And then in our understanding, we can act on what we come to see to be true with God's help. Friends, all of the actions that we commit to in our baptismal covenant are actions, laws even found in our scripture. Forgiveness, respect, service, honor, justice. All of this is written. And so are you curious why? Scripture says, so that we can believe and have life. All of us. So that all of us can have life and have it abundantly. Strive for justice and peace. Respect for every human being in this world. Seek and serve, love and honor every human being. That is what we claim to believe, no matter what they believe. For it is written, everyone who does what is right is righteous, just as he is righteous. So I'm just curious, little children, why? Why wouldn't we? Amen.